Now, the man behind the voice you've been hearing for decades associated with Valley sports teams. It's time for That's So Money with Arizona Diamondbacks and ASU broadcaster Jeff Munn.
Hey, hi there, and welcome to another edition of That's So Money, the podcast that you catch on sports360az.com. And I was very excited to find out today, and we're taping this on Friday, January the 24th, that sports360az.com, or in particular the Brad Sesmatch Show, can now be picked up live on azcentral.com in their sports page. And that's tremendous. That gets the great content of the Brad Sesmatch Show out to more people, and that's always a good thing. I listened to the show today, watched the show. A lot of talk about recruiting in Arizona, high school sports, and that's what you get from Brad and from the website, a real emphasis on Arizona sports and a little bit of national, and that's what this podcast is going to be about today. I have two items in particular, and I am recording this in my hotel room in Salt Lake City, Utah, where Arizona State women's basketball will face Utah tonight here, and it's typically cold in Salt Lake City. I think the high today is supposed to be like 38. Yeah, I know, it's 75 back home. I live in Phoenix. I know what the weather is. But I have two things in particular, and I wasn't really sure as I sat down to get ready to do this which one I was going to do first. So I'm going to go with the one that is older in terms of the news value, and that is Richard Sherman. Now, by now, especially if you're hearing this a couple of days after I tape it, everybody has weighed in on the Richard Sherman interview on Fox in the moments following the NFC Championship game. I'm not going to go deep into my opinion of the interview because I think it's pretty simple. He didn't use profanity. Aaron Andrews didn't do anything wrong. It was all just fine. It was a heat-of-the-moment thing. Richard Sherman is a man who plays football with a great deal of passion, and so there wasn't really anything wrong with the interview as far as I could tell. I can't understand why Richard Sherman's being criticized. I really can't understand why Aaron Andrews is being criticized. It was a two-question interview. I don't know how you judge an interview on two questions and 25 seconds of content, but okay. But there is an aspect to this that I don't think has been talked about a great deal, and it is the reaction of the Fox network. Their decision to quickly abandon the interview is perplexing to me. And I'll explain it by telling you a story. I'm going to ask for your indulgence because this story may take a minute or two to explain in detail. Do you know it's been 10 years since we lost Pat Tillman? Well, almost 10 years. He was killed in Afghanistan in 2004, obviously during his military service. And the morning or the day that he was killed, there was almost a mad rush to the cameras on the part of every local television station in Phoenix. And they all wanted to make the same statement. We know the real Pat Tillman. We were Pat Tillman's friends. You want to know about Pat Tillman? Watch us. First of all, I think it's shameful to try to do any kind of marketing based on the death of an American hero, or anybody's death for that matter. But this one was particularly just, it was upsetting to me personally as a member of the media. And it really came to light that this was kind of a fraud type of marketing attempt in the days after Pat Tillman's death. At his funeral in San Jose, it was carried live to whatever outlet wanted it. And one TV station, and I'm not going to name which one because I don't want to embarrass him, but one TV station in Phoenix chose to carry the funeral live. Among the speakers was Pat Tillman's brother, who got up and delivered a eulogy that was laced with blue language. This was live television, and this was also in the first few months after the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction at the Super Bowl in Houston. So there was a huge, really heightened sensitivity toward anything controversial or inappropriate on television. CBS, of course, was fined by the FCC. So television stations and radio stations were really, the radar was turned up really high. And so here comes Pat Tillman's brother, and he delivers this eulogy that is essentially intended for the audience there at the funeral in San Jose, but it's picked up on live television, and he uses language that you really shouldn't use on public airwaves. the two anchors at this TV station had to come on camera. It's about 4:30 in the afternoon and apologize for the content. And their explanation was, we had no idea he was going to do that. And I was watching this, and the first thought that popped into my mind was, you had no idea he was going to do that? You said 3 days ago that you knew the real Pat Tillman. And if you knew the real Pat Tillman, you knew, or would know, that that kind of language, you know, everybody in his family used it. And they didn't care whether it was public, private, didn't matter. You said you knew the real Pat Tillman. How could you not know that that kind of language was coming at the funeral? The moral of the story is this. There is no secret that Richard Sherman plays football with a great deal of intensity and passion. And you don't have to be much of a rocket scientist if you're a broadcaster to figure out that if you get an interview with Richard Sherman 30 seconds to a minute after his team just won the NFC Championship and is headed to the Super Bowl, that that passion is still going to be flowing pretty strongly. Fox has carried the NFL for 20 years. They know the players inside and outside, forwards, backwards, it doesn't matter. They know these players. How on earth they could act, and they did respond initially and say, gee, we didn't know he was going to do that. Well, if they really want you, if they're really trying to convince you that they didn't know Richard Sherman would react the way he reacted on live television, they're either A, lying to you, or B, they're completely out of touch with what's going on in the NFL. The assertion against Erin Andrews has been that she was not very well informed about Richard Sherman, and when she asked the question, who's been talking about you, she should have known in advance. Erin's defenders have said she did know, but for the benefit of the viewing audience, many of whom didn't follow the storylines, and I got to admit, I was one of them because I don't follow the NFL as closely as many of you. She was just informing them and confirming to them who had been talking trash about Richard Sherman. Okay. All that aside, if you're not certain what to expect from an interview subject when you put them on the air, don't put them on the air. And if you do know what to expect, don't lie to people and say you didn't know it was coming. First of all, has Fox got a problem with what Richard Sherman did? Of course not, for a number of reasons, the most important of which being people are still talking about it. It was a Fox telecast. They're reveling in it. Not that the Super Bowl needs any ratings help, but there'll be a little bit more interest in Fox telecast of the Super Bowl, especially if Seattle wins, because you know they'll go right back and get Richard Sherman again. We all know that. We know that they'll do that. So please don't let Fox try to convince you that they didn't anticipate what Richard Sherman was going to do. They did after the game with the 49ers, and they will after the Super Bowl, whether Seattle wins or loses. All right, that's subject number one. Here's subject number two. I am in Salt Lake City, and this morning as I went through the Salt Lake Tribune newspaper, I saw a story that grabbed my attention. Hot Rod Hundley, who for many, many years, and I don't know the exact number, was the radio and television voice of the Utah Jazz, lives in Scottsdale, has a link to Phoenix that I'll get into in a minute, has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And it's particularly unsettling news for this reason. For those of us, and I admit that for those who are tuning into this podcast, we are in the vast minority. But for those of us who grew up in Phoenix at the time the Suns franchise got started, the name Hot Rod Hundley holds special meaning. Hot Rod Hundley had played for the Lakers, played with Jerry West at West Virginia, and after his playing days with the Lakers, became a broadcaster with Chick Hearn. After the Suns' expansion year, their inaugural year of 1968-69, Hundley jumped from the Lakers and joined the Phoenix Suns as a color analyst on radio and television with the very first voice of the Suns, Bob Vache. Just a quick note, Bob Vache was a local TV sports anchor at Channel 12, and when the Suns started, Channel 12 aired their games on television, just a handful of games, maybe two or three, and 6:20 a.m. had the radio broadcast, and Bob Vache did the play-by-play and was the very first voice of the Suns. Hot Rod came aboard in year two to become the color analyst. Midway through that season, after a home game, and it was a time when the NBA schedule was a little different, they had back-to-back home games, Bob Bache, on his way home, had a car accident, crashed his car, and was killed in that accident. Jerry Colangelo, who was then the general manager, called Hot Rod Hundley at home, told him what happened, and said to him, "Do you know how to do play-by-play?" They were thinking, of course, of the next night's game. Hot Rod said, "What time's the game start?" Jerry Colangelo said, 7:30. And Hot Rod's famous quote was, "I'll let you know around 10. Well, Hot Rod did finish out the year as the play-by-play announcer. Johnny Kerr, who had just been let go as the head coach, and Jerry Colangelo took over as the head coach, Kerr was put in place as the new color analyst. That was the team that featured Connie Hawkins in his first year in the NBA, Paul Silas, Gail Goodrich, Dick Van Arsdale, Neil Walk, Jim Fox. The names just roll off the tongue. And they ended up making a late-season surge to get into the playoffs in their second year of existence. As they continued to pile up wins late in the season, Hot Rod and Johnny Kerr really became a must-listen event on local radio. Hot Rod was always very proficient at play-by-play, very smooth, quick talker, and he and Red Kerr just formed a comedy act on Sun's broadcast. Fun and entertaining, way ahead of their time. And after a couple of years, now to complete the timeline, after that season, the Suns hired Joe McConnell to come in and be the voice of the Suns, and Hot Rod moved back to color. 2 years after that, Al McCoy took over as the voice of the Suns, and as Paul Harvey used to say, you know the rest of the story. Hot Rod left after the 73-74 season to become the radio play-by-play voice of the expansion New Orleans Jazz and stayed with that franchise until his retirement a couple of years ago. Still lives in Scottsdale. And seeing the news today that he's diagnosed with Alzheimer's just reminds us of how much time has passed. Hot Rod will always hold a special place for those of us who have grown up with the Suns. And while he very much belongs to the Utah Jazz franchise as their longtime broadcaster, there's still a few of us that still claim a part of Hot Rod's legacy with the Phoenix Suns. And he's a guy that will always be thought of in the very highest regard. He was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in the broadcaster's wing, where Al McCoy also has his name among the broadcasting greats, and deservedly so. We wish Rod nothing but the best. He's still able to travel, doesn't speak to public groups anymore, but is going to be in Salt Lake City in a couple of weeks for a Jazz alumni event, which is great to hear. And again, as a fan of Hot Rod's, and I didn't get to know him very well when I worked for the Suns, but I got to say hello to him once in a while, and he always seemed to know my name, which just blew me away. He's a guy that was one of the early influences on me in terms of becoming a broadcaster. And it's funny. You get hit with these things every once in a while. It was 2 years ago that the broadcast community lost Bill Haywood, who was really one of the strongest influences I had in the very early days of my broadcasting career. So I just wanted to take a moment on the podcast today to tell you why Hot Rod is so important to me and is important to the history of the Suns. And again, just a personal wish to him and his family for all the best. It's difficult to hear this news, but we just wish him the best moving forward. We have a little bit of time, don't we? Yeah, maybe about a minute or two. Are there other things that are going on? Sure. ASU got a win over Utah last night in men's college basketball. A lot of people talking about that. A lot of people talking about the Suns' big win over Indiana the other night. What an amazing story. And I read Dan Bickley's column in the Arizona Republic about the rehabilitation of Robert Sarver's image. And Sarver does deserve a great deal of credit for getting it and understanding what needed to be done to get this franchise back on its feet. And it is back on its feet. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, I'm not worried about the fact that they're playing themselves out of the lottery. They still have 3 first-round picks. They can use those picks and package them for a veteran player, or they can keep them and still draft some pretty good basketball players in a very deep draft. So kudos to Robert Sarver and the Suns. No matter what happens the rest of the way, and it's still a little bit dicey in terms of the road ahead without Eric Bledsoe for new, who knows how long, but it's been quite a story, and Sarver deserves a lot of credit for what has taken place in a very short period of time. We'll be back at some point down the road. I'd love to say this is a weekly podcast, but my schedule, and it's the off season, so this is what really scares me. My schedule doesn't always allow me to do it, you know, every day, the same day each week. But we'll update it as often as we can. And I do hope you'll visit the other spots on this website, sports360az.com. Great content, Brad Sesmatch Show, all kinds of good stuff. Thanks for tuning us in here on That's So Money, and I'll talk to you soon.